You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
In the dynamic world of enterprise security, identity architects and IT leaders face a major challenge. Growth by repeated acquisitions multiplies the complexity of everything. Multiple IDPs, MFA providers, policy engines that all need to coexist. This can lead to fragmented user identities and policies that create security vulnerabilities and add access friction. Strata Identity solves this. Now you can decommission unneeded IDPs and consolidate the ones you'd like to keep without rewriting apps or disrupting users, engineers, and app owners. Plus, Strata's modular architecture makes it easy to integrate with any identity provider without manual maintenance and coding. Join the ranks of cybersecurity leaders using identity orchestration. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your top identity security priorities, and receive a pair of complimentary AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Step into a new era of identity management at strata.io/cyberwire.
Hummingbad grows into an Android pandemic. Eleanor and Pseudo Dark Leech are also circulating in cybercriminal circuits. The ThinkPwn Zero Day has a wider scope than previously thought. Industry notes and responses to ISIS attacks, inspiration, and command and control. The FBI closes its investigation into the former Secretary of State's emails. No indictments, but some harsh words for state and its former leader. I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Wednesday, July 6th, 2016. Many security types are mulling the significance of Hummingbad, an ad fraud campaign that's believed to have infected some 85 million Android devices worldwide. The infestation amounts to something of a pandemic in the Android population. According to researchers at Checkpoint, Hummingbad is a criminal operation that's bringing in some $300,000 a month for the Chinese Ying mob. According to Checkpoint, Hummingbad has been installed by drive-by download. Adult sites were also common infection vectors. Once exposed, Hummingbad first deploys a rootkit able to exploit several vulnerabilities. Should the rootkit fail to establish access, Hummingbad delivers a fake system update notification, which often succeeds in duping victims into granting the attackers system-level permissions. Fortune and others characterize Ying Mob as an ad firm, which seems right if not particularly exculpatory. While Hummingbad at present seems to be sticking to its click fraud last, observers worry that the malware could easily be turned to other uses. Infected devices could easily be herded into a botnet, for example, and the surveillance potential of Ying Mob's product has surely not escaped the usual array of state and non-state actors. Many conclude that Ying Mob would welcome fresh market opportunities. Bitdefender reports having found a new strain of Mac malware. They're calling it Eleanor and say it's downloaded under the guise of a bogus document conversion app, EasyDoc Converter, which the unwary download. Needless to say, EasyDoc Converter doesn't convert docs or do much of anything else beyond opening a back door in infected OS X devices. Eleanor checks its potential victim for Little Snitch, a Mac OS X application firewall, and also for previous Eleanor infections. If it finds neither, infection proceeds, installing a Tor hidden service, a PHP web service, and a pastebin agent. Bitdefender doesn't say what the malware's purpose is, but it could easily be used for data theft or spamming. Bitdefender does note that EasyDoc Converter isn't an app that Apple signed, so as always, download outside the App Store only with extreme caution. The ThinkPwn Zero Day, which poses a controversial but non-negligible risk, has been found to have a wider scope than first believed. Originally held to affect UEFI drivers on laptops, mostly Lenovo but also HP, it's now been found in the firmware of motherboards sold by Gigabyte. There's no fix out yet, although security analysts seem to think Lenovo may be, or should be, working on one. Pseudo Dark Leech, the campaign Sucuri discovered in March 2015, continues morphing to evade detection. Sans says the ransomware campaign has eliminated large blocks of telltale code and shifted the exploit kit it uses from Angler to Neutrino. Angler, as we've seen, has essentially disappeared from the crimeware toolbox. Researchers are keeping an eye out for its potential return in some revenant form. these retail threats are the sort of thing any ordinary user might be concerned about. We've often heard about the importance of backing up your data to protect yourself against the most serious consequences of a ransomware attack. Today we hear about another way of protecting yourself or your business, what you should consider when choosing and setting up a router. The Johns Hopkins University's Joe Kerrigan shared some advice with us, and we'll hear from him after the break. In industry news, Symantec's stock price enjoyed a strong June surge, driven principally by investor optimism over its $4.65 billion acquisition of Bluecoat. Shares rose by more than 18%. In the UK, startup Darktrace picked up $64 million in its latest funding round. The investors were led by KKR. Existing investor Summit Partners and new investors 1011 Ventures and SoftBank also participated. The funding puts Darktrace almost halfway to unicorn status. Turning to conflict law and politics, many observers think ISIS's end of Ramadan wave of massacres may have gone too far. States opposing the self-proclaimed caliphate, notably France, are revising their intelligence approaches to counterterrorism, but it remains unknown whether murder displayed online is losing its appeal to the caliphate's core demographic of the disaffected in search of transcendence. While ISIS-controlled territory continues to shrink, the group has shown no decrease in its ability to inspire lone wolves, and the recent round of attacks has led many analysts to conclude that ISIS has shown a new ability and propensity to directly control and coordinate terrorist cells. In the U.S., the FBI yesterday declined to recommend indictment of former Secretary of State Clinton for mishandling classified information. FBI Director Comey said in an unusual public statement that former Secretary Clinton and her associates did indeed mishandle such, and that foreign intelligence services probably gained access to her private emails. But the director said other elements that would normally warrant prosecution were lacking. Comey said, quote, "In looking back at our investigations into mishandling or removal of classified information, we cannot find a case that would support bringing criminal charges on these facts. All the cases prosecuted involve some combination of clearly intentional and willful mishandling of classified information or vast quantities of materials exposed in such a way as to support an inference or intentional misconduct or indications of disloyalty to the United States or efforts to obstruct justice. We do not see those things here." End quote. Beyond the decision not to recommend indictment, the director's statement hardly constituted a letter of recommendation, citing as it did extreme carelessness in handling classified information. The FBI also had some starchy words for the State Department, finding state's security culture a lot more loosey-goosey than the culture prevailing elsewhere in the federal government. Given that the federal government includes, for example, OPM, well, we note in fairness that the State Department publicly dissented from that assessment in its own statements.
Hey everybody, today I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zero-trust-AI. The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.
And joining me once again is Joe Kerrigan from the Johns Hopkins University Information Security Institute. Joe, we're talking about setting up a new Wi-Fi router in our house. What are some of the basic security steps that we need to take to make sure that that router is secure as it needs to be?
First thing you need to do is when you connect to this router, you go into the web interface and you change the admin password from the default. That is paramount importance because it's very well known what these admin usernames and passwords are. And if someone can get on your network and you haven't changed that, they can do whatever they want to your router.
It's remarkable how many people don't do that and keep, you know, usually it's admin password or the username and default password, right?
Right. Yeah. And it's very common. There's a lot of times where things are just even not necessarily routers, but say IP cameras that just have outward-facing IP addresses that have the default username and password on them.
So there's some other settings you should go in there and check. You got to make sure your encryption's turned on.
Correct. You got to make sure that your Wi-Fi encryption's turned on and set to something better than WEP. That's already been cracked, and I think there are tools that can do it in 45 seconds, depending on your processor speed and how much time and bandwidth you have. Also, I changed the password to access the network. Make sure the password to access the network is not the same as the one that's printed on the outside of the router.
Oh, right. Because most, particularly from your cable provider, that come with a
correct. A lot
password
of the ones
printed on there.
Right. Like I have a Verizon router, and the Wi-Fi password for the default settings is printed on the outside of that router.
And what about controlling inbound traffic? That's something you want to check out, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. You want to keep that turned off. You want to make sure that there's no way for somebody to access the web interface to manage that router from the outside. That most of the routers I've seen in setting up these routers for myself and my family, that's disabled by default. You can't access the management interface from the outside, but you can enable that, and I would recommend you don't enable that because you really don't need to manage your home Wi-Fi network from work.
Right. Some of these things are sort of basic things, but it's remarkable how often people don't think of them. They overlook them, or they're just in a hurry and don't bother to change them. So it's a good reminder.
Yeah, to take the time to make it right.
All right. Joe Kerrigan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging and time-consuming. Enter Vanta. Vanta gives you one place to centralize and scale your security program. Quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, and more. You can leverage Vanta's market-leading trust management platform to unify risk management and secure the trust of your customers. Plus, use Vanta AI to save time when completing security questionnaires. CyberWire Daily listeners can get $1,000 off by going to vanta.com/cyber. That's vanta.com/cyber.
And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening.